Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Sorry about the music, but the music will be back on. I love everything. Topic of this show is soulmate and astrology. You can contact me at dove_y at Yahoo if you want more answers. I decided that a part of my show, the shows I do a lot on psychology and crime and philosophy. So today I'm talking about soulmates, and I'm doing astrology part with soulmates. You know, being an astrologer, you learn from through astrology the different signs and planets. But the emphasis I want to make, which is more important than anything, is that when you're dealing with astrological forecasts, what determines the future or not is depends on the person. It could be a forecast that the sun, trine, Jupiter, and et cetera, is supposed to happen, but it's not going to happen unless the person makes the effort to do it. So in other words, we have a free will. Everything's up to each one of us to make the action happen or not. A chart just shows a tendency. And I'm listening to all the naysayers, you know, I'm like, with astrology. You know, I know that with the academics, they think it's pseudoscience, and I know with the religious, right, they think it's devil worship. That's ludicrous, but I will say, to the academic side, that I agree that it should be seen as more of a religion, a belief, and not as a actual, factual thing. Okay, so separate astrology from the sciences, yes. But for something to happen, it has to be up to the person, the actions they take. But when I look at astrology, I look at people, and I look at the actions they take. The law is accurate in showing the truth about who they marry or where they go. It does show a tendency a lot of the time. Now, soulmate astrology, you want to find your soulmate. Look at your Venus, you know. If you know the houses, you know, first house, second house, third house, to the 12th house, you know, in the circle, the wheel, the astrology, it happens when you're born. Like the first house is the center, which is extremely important. It shows you approached the world, largely your destiny, and how people see you. And, and then second house is money and possessions, and third house is neighbors, and then fourth house is, you know, beginning and end of life, and then fifth house is love and so on. So that's how it goes. But if you look at the chart, astrology wheel, look where your Venus is. Now, Venus can be in any house, you know. So if it's in the first house, let's say, first house is usually, you know, as with the signs and the planets, they coincide, you know. It's like, what I mean is that the first house, so the 12th house, is ruled by, you know, the first sign of the zodiac to the 12th sign. So the 12th house has the characteristics of what the Pisces is, but not necessarily that a Pisces is going to be or rule that house. Or the first house has characteristics of Aries, but it doesn't mean that Aries is going to rule the house. So Aries, Taurus, Gemini, which is first, second, third, the tendencies. So if I had a Venus in the first house, I would say the person, they may be, they may marry somebody who's, a go-getter, you know, initiator, leader. Or if I look at the house they live, they may marry an Aries. Or they may marry a leader or sometimes a soldier or something, you know. Something like that. If it's, like say they have Venus in Pisces and the Aries, I mean the first house, they probably marry someone who's born a Pisces and who happens to be a leader or a go-getter or something, or they can marry a Virgo. When you look at the Venus of Pisces and you see that, it doesn't mean just the Pisces. It also can mean Virgo. So it can be the opposite sign. They're both equal. So it's like if someone had Venus in Leo, they can possibly marry a Leo or Aquarius or someone who's childlike or entertainer or, you know, a leader. Or something like that. But it depends. Sometimes you can have Venus. I'm just giving an example when I do this. Venus is the planet that deals with soulmate a lot of times. Also, looking at the fifth house, which is loves. But the fifth house, loves, lovers and stuff. That can show probably where your soulmate is. But I would look at what Venus is, the sign Libra, which is marriage. And, the seventh house is partnerships. It also deals with marriage, which is ruled by Libra. So that could tell where you can probably meet your soulmate. So what kind of soulmate you can have or marriage partner you will have. If you look at on the chart, you look at the seventh house, which is across from the first house. That deals with marriage, the seventh house. So if I look at that and if it has Leo in there, then probably your soulmate could be a Leo. But the seventh house also deals with close friendships. It also deals with partnerships of all types. So that's how it is, what's related to, whatever aspects that Venus has, this can be related. Also, Moon could play a role because Moon deals with relationships of family and relationships and dealing with people. So it depends. Now, if I have Venus in Leo, then I will look at the house it's in to make an assessment. Because it can be Venus in Leo in the 10th house. That could be a performer who happens to be a Capricorn. You know why? Because a Capricorn is the 10th house. 10th house, Or it could be just somebody who's a Leo, who's the head of a business, or who's a politician, who's a superstar or something, That's how it is. It depends. So, soulmate in astrology is unique to each individual. We all, when we're born, a chart with all the planets are around the chart, and each person is uniquely come to this planet with their own set of baggage or problems or gifts or whatever, and that's the beauty of life. We got to find who we are. We make decisions, good or bad, or how we find it. Now, loves, all the planets are important, but with Jupiter, it's good luck finding the right person, having a good time. Mercury is very good communication. Saturn's karma. If you have Saturn and Pluto aspecting Venus, you met someone who is fated. Like Pluto is fated, you meet somebody that you have to deal with. That you believe that you meet them and you feel like you came in this lifetime to deal with. Same with our Saturn, there's some connection, something, on this earth that Saturn and Pluto both deal with karma. Saturn just deals with more lessons that you have to, in this lifetime that you have to fulfill. And Pluto is just something you're born to, it's inevitable. So it's kind of like, it's very interesting. They're very similar, but Saturn more deals with just what you have to work hard at doing on Earth, and Pluto is just in the spiritual terms of what is forced upon you, what you deal with, no matter what. kind of hard, but that's the way it is. So those are more fated relationships, of relationships that happen for a reason or some lesson you have to learn, or just destiny. Destiny relationships. If you want to know the difference between Saturn and Pluto, it's obvious. Pluto is the destroyer. It will destroy anything that just inhibits a person's inner worth. It's kind of like an energy that just, it happens really when a person is not taking care of themselves and they're in a rut that just can't keep going. So something deep inside a person or something, and it just explodes to change the situation permanently. It does rule death. And Saturn rules karma. You know, you came in this to work on something. It's usually, it's very difficult to deal with a Saturnian energy because it's something that is a hindrance. It's usually seen as a painful situation, a disability. It could be a disability. You know, if you have Saturn Gemini, for example, that could be mean a person might have a handicap with their hands, because Gemini rules hands, fingers, you know. Or, you know, they have trouble in school, you know, they may have a learning disability, or they may have, you know, trouble learning. But within a limitation or, you know, a hindrance or a painful experience, it's actually a learning experience which shows a true gift within that limitation. Person be extremely bright, and they have learning disabilities. So a person can have a learning disability and then be extremely bright, you know. So that's the thing about Saturn. But we're talking about in this show, I'm gonna get back, I'm gonna stay on topic about soulmates in astrology. Look to your Venus. I will also look at Mars, because Mars and Venus, you know, as sex, well, it's a sex drive of a person. So that is important. So, the houses is love. The fifth house is house of love, who you love. And love relationships are not necessarily permanent, but it's who you fall for and whatever, and what kind of people you're attracted to, etc. But Venus and Mars are correlated, because they both deal with the sex drive and the attraction to people. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at Mars indirectly, but especially Venus. I will also look at the signs Libra and Taurus, because, I was looking at Libra. Libra is marriage. So wherever Libra is on the chart, that can also show a tendency of a marriage. Maybe the soulmate of a person. And remember, in one other thing, it's the asteroids, the vertex. Remember the vertex? If you get an asteroid, you see a vertex. Asteroids and the Juno asteroid, that's who the person is attracted to, who they're likely attracted to, or the type of person they should be with. My asteroid Juno is in Leo. So I'm attracted to someone who's childlike, funny, clever, or entertainer, or center of attention like me, you know, that kind of thing. So that's the kind of thing. Those are the kind of things you can look at. Look at your Juno asteroid. Look at your Venus. Look at Libra and the houses, and that could determine who your soulmate is. If it turns as far as love is concerned. And another thing I wanted to let you know, soulmates don't always be your lover, like you know romantic love. Sometimes a soulmate could be your best friend, or it could be it could be your best friend, or someone who's, while you're not in love with them directly, you know, you can count on them for anything. because I feel I haven't found my soulmate, but when I get these, vibes, maybe I did meet my soulmate, but they're not my direct love. Because as far as falling in love with someone, relationship, I have not met them, but hopefully I'm waiting, Now, if you have Venus in the seventh house, you will find out that that's really the house of rules. That's a marriage, married to someone, probably a Libra. It depends on what the house of rules. But it also correlate to, where the sign Libra is, because that would be important to understanding what type of person this could be. Like for me, my Libra is on the ninth house. So I'm probably going to, yes, it's true, I'm attracted to someone of a different race, religion, a foreign type person. Someone's totally different to me, like in look or something. Yeah. Someone who's educated or something like that. Highly educated or unique. Something foreign. So that's true for me, but for someone else, they can have, Libra in the first house. So they may be attracted to someone who's, the Libra rising, they can be attracted to someone who's just a go-getter. They just love to, or a very strong person, or a leader, or something like that. It depends. Astrology is made up of signs and symbols that has a lot to do with how the person plays their role, but then again, it's up to each individual. Now, the rising of a sign could, how you deal with things could play a lot to how you deal with your love partner. Because if you have a Capricorn rising, you're going to be someone who's very hardworking or may have to go through a lot of challenges, or Leo rising, who was very talented, gifted, or et cetera, et cetera. But really, look at your Venus, Mars, sex drive, because Venus is love and beauty and sex and drive. And look at Libra and Taurus on your chart. That would tell a lot about who you're attracted to and who could be your life partner. Also, everybody will meet, eventually will fall or deal with somebody in relation to love, and I hope you find the love partner that you desire. Look at your, contact me at dub_why@yahoo.com. I give you more information on love's destiny and what your lover is going to be and so on. For instance, if I find that you have Saturn in the fifth house, which is lovers, you're probably going to meet someone who's older or someone who's in a authority position, and that love relationship may take a long time. In other words, you may meet that person later in life. Or meet them early who's an older person. It also tells a lot about that the person probably had troubles finding love or finding acceptance, recognition, until they find love inside themselves. So the fifth house is lovers. So that could tell. If you have Venus in the fifth house, yes, you're going to have lovers, definitely. How the aspects to Venus also plays a role to how, what actions, or what tendencies of how the love relationship will play out. Venus in the seventh house is the house of rules. That's a great house because it, when I see Venus in the seventh house, that means that the lover that the person's going to be with is probably a beautiful person. Yeah, beautiful inside and out, beautiful woman, beautiful man. Yeah, that's what it shows, the tendency is, because Libra, it's a beauty, beauty, beautiful person. It depends on the aspects, you know. If they had Venus and Leo in the seventh house, then be like, well, that person's very beautiful and very, you know, probably an artist or a leader. Because Leos are leaders, you know. Let me bring up a point about when I say leaders between Aries and Leos. They're both fire signs and they both can lead. But Aries is more initiator, you know. And what they need to learn is patience. Then again, Leo have trouble with patience too. Leo is more a fixed sign. They go for it, and they can really lead. That's where they belong. Royal, you know, a king, queen. Aries is more like a soldier. So that's all I have to say. But I talk about different parts of astrology, but if you want to know more about soulmate, again, contact me at dub_whyyahoo.com. Because when I see your Venus, if I look at your Venus in a house on your chart, it does not mean it's going to be in that house, you know, or that sign. They have Venus in the 12th house. Yeah, you could meet Venus. It could be a Pisces. It also could be somebody who's very laid back or religious or who loves to be around trees. Could be someone who's like a monk or priest or something. Somebody who's very laid back or something like that, you know. Not someone who doesn't like to use their ego much. It depends. Mm-hmm. Or Virgo. So remember, when you look at your Venus and you see a sign that it rules, it may not necessarily be, soulmate may not necessarily be that sign may be the opposite. Because the opposite signs are just as equal. So if you see Leo on your chart, it could be Aquarius. So it depends. But remember, the last thing I'm going to say in this episode about soulmates, because Venus, while it is the most important in determining your soulmate, who you're going to be with, it also shows the closest friends, and closest relationships that you will have. It shows a lot how relationships pan out, but it doesn't have to be predestined. We all have control over our destiny. A chart can show one thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen that way. We have a choice. You know, I will talk about more about astrology because it's so interesting. You know, but again, see it as more in the religious, metaphysical, and yes, it's not assigned to an absolute thing that you can count on, because it's more of a belief system like Buddhism and Christianity and stuff like that. But it's, so you make your choices and you have your own opinions. So dove_whyyahoo.com. Because love is important in our lives. We need to be loved. We need to love ourselves, but we also need to be loved by others to have a balance. And in astrology, Venus is very important. So is Mars, signs Libra, and it's important in determining. The fifth house can tell a lot about love, so yes, fifth and seventh house are very important too. So look at your fifth and seventh house, who you date, who you love with the fifth house, seventh house, who you marry, or who's your closest relationships. So that can determine your destiny too. So if you want more, let me know. Bye.